Good morning, Canyon County. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item. It is an action item. It's consider certificates of noncompliance and a release of certificate of noncompliance on the properties listed on the agenda. So would we like to just take them in order that they're on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Take it away.
So first we have South Dewey Lane, parcel number R3062810. The property is continuing to be out of compliance. The initial complaint was made back in June of 2024 for a staging area. It looks to be a gravel plant or a cement plant staging area that we identified. Photos were taken from the public right away. Notice of violation was sent on June 11th to the property owner. In July, we received additional complaints. Final notice of violation was sent to the property owners, both certified and first class. We finally did receive a call from a representative of the property. That representative stated that they would apply for a conditional use permit for the activity that's at the property. They did complete that application on or about August 7th, 2024. On or about August 20th, another complaint had been received for continuing the batch plant staging area operations. Further, on August 22nd, 2024, I inspected the property and found that several possible employee vehicles. I determined that based on different county license plates, some from Ada, some from Canyon County, and the amount of vehicles that were there. I also observed front-end loaders, a concrete batch plant. Material had been stockpiled. There was fuel storage containers and concrete blocks that are typically used to separate construction materials. I obtained those photos. Those were in your packet for your review. On the 27th of August, another complaint had been made. I consulted with our director at the time. The director said to move forward with our process. However, it was difficult to move forward because the conditional use permit was in process, and we had a concern that the prosecuting attorney would not file on that. So they are still in process of the conditional use permit application. However, the property remains out of compliance. They're operating above and beyond. So we wanted to get the condition or the certificate of noncompliance recorded against that property, so that would be on the record at the time of the hearing for the conditional use permit. And as of 11/19, so less than a month ago, the property remained in violation. I inspected the property at that time, and I observed the same type of violations: employee vehicles, equipment, cement blocks, and material storage, portable bathrooms, dump truck. Those still remain on the property as of the 19th of November.
Chairman?
Yes.
One of the concerns that I have, and Officer Arthur is very good about follow-through details, all of that, but wherever, I guess I want to back up the process on having people in violation apply for and assume that they will receive a conditional use permit. In some instances, that either that director's decision is appealed to the board, or it's maybe what I want to say in the long and the short, I don't want to be pressured to operate under, I'll just apologize instead of ask permission. And if it were up to me and I were queen for a day, I would issue a cease and desist until they have the proper permitting in order and the board or planning and zoning or both has the opportunity to evaluate the area and if it's really a fit. We had a case that Officer Arthur presented last year where we need stronger enforcement measures because it's my understanding they continue to operate even after the board denied a conditional use permit and they had to issue a warrant for his arrest. That's not inherently how I want to operate and do business in Canyon County. And so I appreciate that Officer Arthur, and I'm in support of issuing the certificate of noncompliance. I'm also concurrently in favor of issuing a cease and desist order until all of that is in place, given the volume of the operation. And it looks like there's some agricultural and some residential. I'm not sure if that's true. If you did the on-site visit, it's sometimes difficult to see exactly what's out there, but.
Yes, Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct, but code enforcement did issue a notice of violation with the cease and desist verbiage included in that back in June on the 11th. That was sent both certified and first class to the property owner. Property owner continues to operate, and this was one of the issues that we had discussed in depth with the previous director and the current and our planning administrator. The property owner just continues to operate, and they're anticipating that this conditional use permit is going to be approved. We have not determined that in planning and zoning that's going to happen.
Right.
Again, this is why we want to have this on the record. If they continue to operate once that conditional use permit is denied, if it's denied and this is in place and the new ordinance is adopted, then it's going to be much quicker and streamlined to either move forward with criminal or a certificate of noncompliance that has fees attached to that.
Okay.
This is the reason we want to move in that path.
Right, and I appreciate the expanded discussion. Thank you for filling in the gaps on that. I'm in support of what you're proposing, and what I think this speaks to is that this is not a good neighbor, and this is not a good business person in Canyon County, and where they choose to take that, I want to run good business in Canyon County, so this is the step in moving forward. I'm also interested in an expanded discussion with Officer Arthur. He has some ideas that he presented probably 5.5 years ago. I thought they were good ideas for enhancing the penalties on people that are more difficult. And so with that, Chairman, I just will say I stand in favor of issuing this certificate of noncompliance.
I think for this, Commissioner, on the record, the land use application that has been alluded to is incidental. The business before us is the noncompliance and issuing this. And so for me, it's clear. The weight of the evidence is overwhelming, and I'm totally in favor of proceeding to have a motion for approving the certificate of noncompliance.
Chairman, I move that, I want to first give respect to Commissioner Brooks if he has, and he's waving the motion forward. So I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for a zoning ordinance violation on property located at 89 South Dewey Lane in Nampa. It's parcel number R3062-80-10. And thank you, Officer Arthur.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Let's look at the second one down, please.
Second was presented to me by the Canyon County Building Department. This was a property that was identified to be in violation by one of the inspectors while he was performing routine duties. On July 3rd, 2024, the inspector was completing his routine inspections in the area and found the property in question located at 19650 Fish Road in Wilder, parcel number R37193, was having a building erected. At the time, he was able to determine that there was not a building permit that had been applied for. The inspector attempted to contact the property owner. Property owner didn't want the county or any representative of the county on his property. The inspector returned to the office and had a notice of violation prepared, and that was mailed out, both certified and first class, on July 8th, 2024. On July 15th, 2024, the property owner came into DSD offices and was rather upset and stated that he would not be pulling a permit on the property and he can do what he wants with his property and left the office. We attempted contact again on August 20th, 2024, and advised property owner that we were going to record a certificate of noncompliance that was sent both certified and first class. There was no response. As of the preparation of this report on November 8th, 2024, there still had not been a building permit applied for and the building remains.
Too bad he chose to build in a county that has building permits. There's others that would welcome that type of mentality.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Sure.
On the site visit photo, is that structure being built over the top of trees? What is that?
I'm not sure. These were not my photos. This was done by the building department. This was Inspector Matt Espy. But it appears that this is just a pole barn. So there's probably not a slab floor. Just from what that photo is depicting, it looks like there's not a slab and the photo or, and the vegetation had not been removed. It looks like this was probably an ongoing issue.
Gotcha.
Vegetation had come up after the poles and the roof had been erected.
Okay. Thank you.
Not that the photograph gives me great detail, but sure be interested in what engineer stamped the load-bearing capacity of those trusses. That would be interesting.
I agree, Mr. Chair. Looking at the photo, it does appear that there is some warping that's occurring.
Without any sheathing or anything else?
So. Yeah.
Well, too bad it wasn't built before Snowmageddon. We could have a load test on that. All right.
Okay.
Other comments or questions?
I don't have any, Chairman. And Commissioner Brooks is shaking his head. Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance on a building or structure on property located at 19650 Fish Road in Wilder, property parcel number R37193, as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. And the third item.
Okay, and then on to some good news. This is regarding the property located at 21728 Boise River Road, Caldwell, Idaho, parcel number 385-52010. This was an ongoing floodplain issue. The property owners had contacted our floodplain administrator at the time in effort to bring the property into compliance. The property was put on the CAV, and after several years of negotiating and determining what was possible to bring the property into compliance, the property owner was able to install flood vent. They have receipts, photographs that are all included in the packet, and the property has been removed from the CAV and there are no further violations. So DSD is requesting that this property have the certificate of noncompliance released.
Chairman, and this property, as Officer Arthur has indicated, has a fairly big history in County, and so it's a really big win and a testimony to the people that dogged and pursued the resolution of this. The county was placed, the flood insurance was placed in jeopardy for a period of time because of this property and others that went onto the CAV. And so kudos. I know Stephanie Haley was instrumental and she deserves credit for the work that's been done on this. And then whoever picked it up after she did to follow that to completion and get the flood vents. This is there were a lot of technicalities in this. And so Canyon County's fortunate to have had the excellence in service that's been provided to remove this and reinstate the good standing for people that need flood insurance across Canyon County. So great win for today. I'm in favor.
It's a win for the county. All right.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board releases their certificate of noncompliance on property located at 21728 Boise River Road in Caldwell on parcel number 3855-2010. As presented.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Commissioners. That's all we had for today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the great work.
Thank you.
Is it okay that we adjourn until our next meeting?
Yes.
All right, let's do so.